You may have noticed that everywhere you turn lately, there is a tip jar. Or my favorite is when they spin the iPad wheel around towards you and it says tip and then it says like 15, 18, 22% and you have to pick which one you want to leave.
Here's the thing. Like, I'm a business owner. I know that if you are processing Apple payments, credit card payments, it will ask you whether or not you want to ask everybody that. Businesses that you never tipped before, they're putting it on there and they're getting tips. So why not, I guess?
I guess. But it turns out that people are getting really frustrated with this.
Sure.
Joining us, it's Cassandra Happy. She's a Wallet Hub analyst. Cassandra, I know that you did a lot of research on this. What did you find?
So we did a survey of over 210 respondents to see what their views are on tipping right now. And people are really just getting sick of tipping because it's become such a widespread phenomenon beyond just the traditional service roles. Some even being expected to tip at self-checkout machines, which is just insane considering you're not really having that personal interaction that you would think would warrant a tip.
You know, I got to tell you, the first thing that jumped out at me, Anna, was takeout, right? And I know some people by practice, they always tip during takeout, and other people by practice never do. But during the pandemic was really when I got used to this idea of thinking, well, everybody needs a little bit more, right? Or, you know, they're going through a little bit more. So I got used to it, and now it's just carried on since then.
The problem I have with takeout tipping, I mean, even coming from a pizzeria background where my family owns restaurants, we do a lot of takeout pizza, people would leave $2, they would leave $5, and that would feel good, and that would feel fine.
Sure.
But now, it's like when you're going to check out, and it says, like, do you want to leave a tip? It's like 15%, 18%, 20%. You're like, on a takeout? I'm just picking it up. Cassandra, did people find that in general that they were like, that this should go away?
3 in 4 Americans think tipping has become excessive, and 64% see tipping as optional, not mandatory. So those screens that pop up really border that line of whether this is optional or mandatory, because it's really kind of in your face.
What do we do? We just shut everybody down? We just say no everywhere we go?
Well, it's funny because my family comes from Europe, and in Italy, there's very little tipping, if at all. Like, they're surprised if you leave a tip. And it is very customary, if you leave a tip at all, for it not to exceed 10%.
Mm.
Cassandra, how do you think, based on your research, we get back to that, or should we not?
I think a big part of this has to do with where we're at as far as just paying our service workers a better wage. I think a lot of this comes down to small businesses just trying to make ends meet and make things better for their employees. They may not be able to pay better wages than what the minimum is, which puts them in the position where they want to provide the service, but they don't necessarily have the means to make it beneficial for their employees to hang around. So I think there's a lot more that needs to change on a bigger level as far as paying our service workers a little bit better wage before we can really say, no, let's do away with tipping altogether. But I do think that some of these other places where we're seeing the tipping where we haven't seen it before, they could probably just turn off those tip screens, and consumers would appreciate not having that in their face all the time.
I think I'm just going to scream, Europe rules, in their face, and then walk away.
I don't know if anybody would understand that.
Nobody's going to understand it whatsoever,
no,
but it'll be kind of like, you know, that it'll be that threshold moment for me as I walk out.
Cassandra Happy, she's a Wallet Hub analyst. Thanks so much for explaining all your findings. We appreciate it.
Of course. Thanks for having me.